With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Pentagon officials are reviewing a watchdog report that says Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro violated the Hatch Act with public support for President Biden's reelection.
We uphold DOD's longstanding tradition of remaining apolitical as we carry out our responsibilities. And so just to emphasize on that, it's important that we maintain the trust and confidence of the American people, which requires us to avoid any action that could imply the support of any political party, candidate, or campaign.
U.S. Office of Special Counsel says Navy Secretary Del Toro broke the law by publicly endorsing the reelection of President Biden and criticizing former President Trump in several statements he made while on official duty overseas. The watchdog agency said Del Toro's remarks came in a BBC interview. An empty Boeing Starliner set to begin its journey back to Earth, undocking from the International Space Station this evening and landing early tomorrow morning in New Mexico. The two astronauts will return to Earth on SpaceX February. The government wants to know more about some airlines' frequent flyer programs.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is telling the CEOs at American, Delta, Southwest, and United to report back to him on policies, fees, and other features of their loyalty program. Common complaints are airlines raise the number of points they need to earn a free flight and limit the number of seats you can buy with points. Buttigieg says unlike a traditional savings account, these rewards are controlled by a company that can unilaterally change their value. He wants to make sure frequent flyers are getting the value promised to them, and the programs should be transparent and fair. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. Another church fire in France.
This time it was the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Saint-Omer, less than an hour east of Calais. Local officials say it was arson, and the blaze destroyed much of the nearly 200-year-old building that had recently been renovated. A man who had recently been released from jail for burning another church has been arrested. France is in the midst of a rash of church burnings that have dismayed the country's dwindling community of Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Modern technology is helping persecuted Christians in many countries. According to International Christian Concern, digital tech is being wielded by believers for protection and support. ICC says in Iran, Christians use Signal to share testimonies on an interactive platform. In China, where religious activities are tightly monitored, WhatsApp allows for encrypted communication. Digital technology is the primary tool Christians are using to get around these regimes. This is SRN News. Teen vaping in the U.S. has dropped to its lowest level in a decade.
That's according to new survey data. U.S. health officials say the drop in the number of teens using e-cigarettes has pushed the underage vaping rate to below 6%. They attributed the decline to fewer high school students using Elf Bar and other vapes that come in fruit and candy flavors. The drop in vaping didn't coincide with a rise in use of other products, such as nicotine pouches. Sales of small flavored pouches like Zen have surged among adults, but the survey shows their use remains rare among teens. John Scott reporting.
The Biden administration approves an offshore wind project in Maryland. U.S. Wind wants to install up to 114 wind turbines about 9 miles off the coast of Maryland and Delaware. It's the nation's 10th commercial-scale offshore wind energy project approved by the Biden administration. More details at srnnews.com.